Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Shan. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you?
Hi, Shan. My name is Akrisha Hall, and I just found out that I got furloughed from my job, and I wanted to file for unemployment.
Okay. May I have your social?
It is 420-2761-27.
All right, Ms. Hall, what's your date of birth?
It is September 15th, 1982.
And your mother's maiden name, followed by your driver's license number?
My mother's maiden name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Scott.
Okay.
The driver's license number 709-3074.
All right. And have you worked under another name or another social?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you worked under another name or another social before?
No.
Hello?
Yes. I haven't worked under another name or another social, so the answer is no.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And is English your preferred language?
My preferred language is English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you, and that's after you are approved for payments. But if you have a direct deposit, we do recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings account?
Checking.
They're writing an account number?
Hold on for just a moment, okay? I should have had this prepared. I do apologize.
No, ma'am, that's fine.
Are y'all hiring? I need a job.
That I don't know if we are, if we aren't.
Okay, so the number for the checking account is 101-501-599-892.
So that was
101-599-892. That's correct. The lottery number is 262.
183-749. All right, so that was 262-183-749.
That is correct.
You're right. And your mailing address?
It is 1050 Hedgeland Avenue, all one word, Dothan, Alabama, 36303.
And is your home address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
Oh, no.
And your phone number?
It is 334-718-6023.
All right. The address is 1050 Headland Avenue. And this is Dothan, Alabama, 36303.
Yep.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits, so you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question one, in which of the following states does Belinda Hall currently live or own property? Alabama, Idaho, Illinois, Maryland, or none of the above, or I am not familiar with this person?
Alabama.
In what county do you currently live? Clay, Morgan, Hill, Houston, or none of the above?
Houston.
Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Chadwick Hall? 25 to 29, 32 to 36, 43 to 47, 67 to 71.
43 to 47.
Ma'am?
43 to 47.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
What's that?
It's a trade readjustment. But if you don't know what it is, then it's no. And have you worked since the last time you filed?
Yeah, I work for the place that I just got furloughed is Quantum 3 Media.
All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Could you repeat that one more time slowly?
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Right. And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
No. Because I just had started this job.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't report this current job with the other claim that I filed, if that makes any sense.
Okay. And what was your last day of work?
Today.
Today?
Yes.
And I do have
I just
to...
got... Go
no, go ahead.
No, I was just saying I just got the news that I was furloughed. So...
Okay.
And I know it's a long process with unemployment, so I just decided to go ahead and file.
Okay.
Hello, was you saying something?
No, I'm still here. The computer is just moving a little slow. Just please bear with me. I just want to make sure I put in that date correctly. You did say today, correct?
Correct.
All right. All right. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
I'm available for First shift.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
They said August the 22nd.
They said just come back August the 22nd?
Yes.
Okay. And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Could you repeat that?
Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
No.
Okay. And what is your job title, Ms. Hall?
It's MS Transfer Agent.
So your job title is an MS Transfer Agent?
Correct.
And are you working with what type of work or do you consist of? Is it with insurance or?
Yes, insurance. I'm a transfer agent. What I do is I transfer, we call people, and I transfer them to a licensed agent. So they go through a process, and then I'm the one that transfers them.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what is the name of your employer?
Quantum 3 Media.
Okay. Your last day of work was today. Okay, and I do have to let you know that you have indicated a last day of work during a previous claim week. So if you file OGLU certification on next week, you will be required to report your gross earnings for this week. And if you fail to report your wages when earned, it can be considered fraud and may result in an overpayment or a penalty. All right. And when did you start working here?
Oh, yeah. April the 11th.
April the 11th. Okay. And what is your employer's phone number?
I have to look that up. I don't even know.
Okay. And is this on Cliff Cameron Drive?
That's not, that's new for me.
Okay.
Calendar.
And what city and state was this work performed in?
Well, I work from home. So it was performed in Belton.
Okay.
Oh my God, that did sound for me.
And you said it was in Dothan?
Yes, performed from home.
All right. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Have you applied for a pension?
No.
Or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. And why are you no longer working?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Why are you no longer working?
They told me that it's the slow season, so they decided to furlough people, and I was picked.
Okay. All right. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yep.
All right, and I'm going to provide you with a 4-digit temporary PIN. Just let me know when you're ready.
Did you need an answer to what Quantum 3 Media is?
Ma'am?
Did you need to know what Quantum 3 Media is?
No, ma'am.
Click on the drive, ma'am. And my start date? So, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Just let me know when you're ready for the 4-digit PIN.
Okay, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. It's 2782.
So you were telling me about if I file I wasn't expecting to file until next week. But if I file for this particular week, I would have to get the amount of what I made this week?
Yes, ma'am. You're going to have to report that on your weekly certification. When you make your first call next week, you're going to have to report that.
Okay. And that's for this week?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order. Oh, my computer. It's acting crazy. Excuse me, Ms. Hall. Welcome.
No problem.
It's just going slow. I'm sorry. But if you choose to file online, the web address is www.labor.
Okay.
And that's .alabama. .gov.
Okay.
If you file on the phone number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. So please read the information carefully. But failure to follow the instructions listed, it could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524.
Okay.
Ms. Hall, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Whenever I call, can I get you all the time?
Ma'am?
I said, whenever I call, can I get you all the time?
If you give this number a call, but yes, ma'am, you can ask for me. My name is Shandaria.
Shandaria?
Yes, ma'am, Shandaria. Yes, ma'am. But when you call to make your weekly certification, you won't be speaking with an agent. It's just an automated voice message that you'll be asking a series of questions with. Yes, ma'am. But you can give this number a call back, you know, if you have any questions or concerns. And yes, you could just ask to be transferred to me. And if I'm available, I can take the call.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have your great day, Ms. Hall.
I got one question real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Do I start the following my weeks on Sunday next week?
Yes, ma'am. So starting, yes, ma'am, next week, Sunday through Friday. And the cutoff time on Friday is at 5.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.